VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, thank you for joining us for a very special day here on Crosstalk coming your way from VCY America. Just before we introduce our topic for today, the breaking news just within recent hours of the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest reigning monarch, serving as the beloved face of her country and source of strength for seven decades, died Thursday at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. She was 96. That's the opening sentence in a story from Fox News. Her doctors said earlier today that they were concerned for Her Majesty's health. She was resting comfortably under medical supervision. The royal was preceded in death by her husband, Prince Philip, spent more than seven decades supporting the Queen. The Duke of Edinburgh, Britain's longest-serving consort, died in April of 2021 at the age of 99. Elizabeth and Philip married for more than 70 years, had four children, Prince Charles, Princess Anne, Prince Andrew, and Prince Edward as well. Fox also mentions that the former prince, Charles, has become the King of England following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, Prince Charles being 73 years old. He did ascend to the kingship immediately upon the death of his mother, according to British laws of succession. The new king's coronation and first formal appearance as the head of the Commonwealth is not yet scheduled. And again, we're doing this live at 2 p.m. Central Time, Thursday, September the 8th. The new king's coronation and first appearance will be scheduled. He is expected to stay the night at Balmoral with the rest of the royal family and has not yet made public his intended regal name. We do know that now King Charles supports the globalist world order, I mean, the global sustainability of the environment and so forth, and it'll be interesting to see what develops there. But also looking at the this would be the Wall Street Journal. She did become Queen, ascended to the throne when Winston Churchill was prime minister. The nation was recovering from World War II, Britain's longest reigning monarch. We understand, according to the Wall Street Journal, there will be a 10-day period before her funeral, during which minutely choreographed commemoration will take place. And the government's website, featuring a black banner to commemorate her passing, given her death took place in Scotland, she's expected to lie in state there before coming to London for a state funeral. So certainly be in prayer. This is a shakeup again in the world. England, certainly Great Britain, just having a new prime minister, and be certainly in prayer regarding this this event. And certainly there is going to be change that takes place in the UK. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today is a very special day on Crosstalk. Today marks 35 years of broadcasting over the VCY American Network, and we certainly give God the glory and the praise for this milestone. But today we're going to take you back to 35 years ago to the very first Crosstalk broadcast, even take you further than that to just share how this talk show was birthed. But to do that, I need to make you aware that this ministry, now known as VCY America, was first incorporated in 1954 as Milwaukee Youth for Christ. An active Bible club ministry was taking place in the greater Milwaukee area. And in 1959, Vic Eliason moved from Des Moines, Iowa area to assist with the Bible club ministry. Well, shortly after his arrival, the current director, Russ Johnson, moved to Des Moines, the very city that Vic had just come from. In any regard, Vic was highly engaged in youth outreach. And one day, three teens approached him about starting a Christian radio program. Well, Vic indicated they'd have to make a pilot tape and take it around to a few FM stations in existence in the city at the time. They pooled their technical resources, made the pilot tape, and took it to the stations, and one by one, they were turned down. Well, somewhat discouraged, they came back to their office and prayed, "Lord, if you want us to have a Christian radio program, you're going to have to make it happen." Exactly 5 days later, Vic was working in the office when the door swung open and someone came in and said, "Would anyone like some free radio airtime?" Well, Vic leaped up from his seat and said, "Who are you and where did you come from?" Well, the man said his name was John Hero Clark, had been moved to the area from Atlanta, Georgia, and was selling ads and airtime on a radio station, but he was moonlighting at a brand new FM station, WBON, in New Berlin. He indicated that the manager of WBON asked him to start this religious music program on air and handed him an album, and the title on the album was Unworthy. He then said he was a backslidden Baptist and had been dishonoring the Lord with some of the things that he's done on the air. He said, as I looked at the album, I knew I am unworthy to do this program, and that he was going to go back to Atlanta and get his life right with the Lord. He said he'd been driving up and down the streets of Milwaukee looking for some ministry to give this time to and saw the sign in the window, Milwaukee Youth for Christ. Well, Vic asked, how much time are you talking? They had hoped to have a weekly 15-minute program. But John said, well, a half hour a day and an hour on Sundays. Well, the name of that program was to be Sacred Stylings, and you begin this Monday. What a miracle that was, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that lasted for less than a year, and you see the station WBON had gotten a new program director who said a half hour of religion, that's too much for any one day, and they took Vic and the programming off the air. I mean, they had been broadcasting for 8 months. They had started to build an audience. That whole story is too long to go into, but I'll be sharing with you later how you can obtain a free book in magazine format that tells you the story. So keep listening for that. Be ready to jot down a phone number and an email address. We'll be sharing that with you. But a move was made to a radio station, WTOS Radio, March 1st of 1962. That lasted about 18 months. And then they broadcast over WMIL. Then in 1964, back to the original station, WBON. Not for a half hour a day, but they were able to lease time for 19 hours. Well, eventually that WBON was offered for sale and transferred to Milwaukee Youth for Christ December 31st of 1969, and now broadcasting under brand new ownership. Well, the call letters were changed to WVCY, June 1st of 1973. That stands for Wisconsin Voice of Christian Youth. Vic Eliason ran the station. Volunteers helped out. He had phone lines installed in the event of someday taking phone calls on the air. Well, one day he was working when the phone rang. A woman was on the other end of the line and asked Vic this question. Mr. Eliason, do you know what's happening in the public schools? Well, Vic confessed he didn't know. He had been busy operating the station, making sure everything was running right, no dead air. The caller said, well, unless you tell your listeners, God is going to hold you accountable. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that hit Vic like a truckload of bricks. He knew he had the technology and told the lady to stay on the line. He faded on the music and said something to the likes of, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lady that's on the phone who's concerned about a matter going on in the schools. That lady then told her story, and that became the very first talk show. So in the 1970s, and I don't readily have the first date available, but the program Open Line was born. I saw some schedules from the mid-70s that showed Open Line airing at 2 p.m. Central Time, and I don't believe recordings were made of the earliest broadcast, but I did find some recordings that took us to the as early as January 8th of 1979, and looking some of the at the program topics in 1979, they included things like a Satanism, a Christian school discussion, Garbage Pail Kids, do you remember that, ladies and gentlemen? The Bork nomination, the Rawhide Boys Ranch, and the so-called equal employment law. That was a law to try and force the hiring of homosexuals at the Boys Ranch. They talked about crisis pregnancy centers that year. Pastor David Brown had been in on the topic of Halloween. Marv Munyon, involved in state politics and issues in Wisconsin. Josh McDowell, they talked about AIDS and censorship. Dr. Richard Bliss on creation and many, many other topics. But the most prevalent recordings were called Open Forum. You know, Vic liked to just open the phone lines and talk with the people about various issues going on and let individuals introduce topics and they discuss those issues. On one of those programs, and I can remember Vic telling the story how someone called in and complained about a service station. I believe he called it Joe's service station, and that Joe was selling porn magazines. And the caller said, this is just terrible. So Vic asked listeners what they thought. Well, call after call started coming in saying they would not buy gas anymore from Joe. Someone was driving by Joe's at that time and said, hey, Joe, they're talking about you on the radio. Well, Joe heard those calls coming in from people who said they weren't going to do business with him, and that bothered Joe to no end. Well, the way Vic told it, Joe took all those magazines, threw them out, and called into the program and said, "This is Joe. I run the gas station. I've thrown out all the magazines." At that point, Vic thanked him, and people started then calling Joe to tell him thank you as well. Well, Vic Eliason believed in action and always wanted to have his guests provide a course of action that people could take to make a difference. And one of the key phrases Vic often used was this: call 10 friends. If those of you who are regular listeners to this program from way back, you'll know that mantra, call 10 friends. He'd lay out the issue and say, call, tell friends, tell them about this, or call 10 friends, and in turn, they can call their congressman or whatever the course of action might be. Well, in 1983, VCY added television and was broadcasting evenings on the air. So a TV call-in program began entitled In Focus. It was a nightly talk show done at our TV studios. And In Focus was then simulcast on both radio and TV. This became the primary talk show at 8 p.m. Monday through Friday evenings. However, in 1984, VCY's second radio station signed on the air November 1st of that year, and it was WVCX in Tomah, Wisconsin. Just 2 months after its sign-on, January of 1985, is when I joined the VCY family, living in Tomah, Wisconsin. So with this new radio voice, now serving western and central Wisconsin, we hooked up by Comrex phone lines every night and broadcast the In Focus program over WVCY television, WVCY FM in Milwaukee, and now WVCX in Tomah. Well, after a year and a half, I then transferred to Milwaukee in August of 1986, and it didn't take long for me to host my first In Focus program, September 9th of 1986. That's 36 years ago tomorrow. My guest was Marv Munyon, who was engaged heavily in the legislative process, advocating for the family, also for education, being key to our private education laws in our state, and including that of homeschooling as well. So on the ministry side, in 1986, there were plans underway on the part of Wisconsin Voice of Christian Youth, at that time WVCY, to acquire additional radio stations. And in late 1986, we had a special fundraiser to raise money for a satellite uplink, talking about adding stations, and it would be more economical if we could just feed these stations by satellite. So we went on the air and held this special uplink share-a-thon, and monies were given in just one single day to raise the funds for this special uplink. Well, in April of 1987, we then came on the air with KVCX Gregory, South Dakota. In June, KVCY Fort Scott, Kansas. And just months later, the satellite signal was established. No longer were the issues that we spoke on TV relevant to listeners in other states. We talked about a lot of Wisconsin issues all the time, or Milwaukee issues. So on September 8th, 1987, 35 years ago today, we moved the In Focus program to 7 o'clock and did a live TV interview talk show from 7 to 8. And we went over the air just before 8 o'clock. We'd go off, and then we went live on radio at 8 p.m., with a brand new program called Crosstalk. Crosstalk, the first broadcast was September 8th of the year 1987. And we're going to take a quick break here in the program. And when we come back, we're going to hear a few clips from that very first Crosstalk program that aired in 1987. And so we trust that you'll stay with us, and I think you'll find some of the history rather interesting. And later we'll give you an opportunity to call, but be ready to jot down. We've got a free book we'd like to send to you about our history and our ministry, and we'll tell you more about that here in just a moment. You're listening to Crosstalk, coming your way from the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, did the animals that we see fossilized today live millions and millions of years ago?
Chris, according to evolution, they did, but I question that. First, note that most of the fossils are nearly identical to modern-day organisms. There are clams in the fossil record, and there are clams today. Maybe a little bit different, but still clams. Theologically, if the fossils died long ago, then what does that do to the biblical teaching that things were very good in the beginning? Did things die and experience pain before man, before God called things very good? No, in the beginning there was no death. It was Adam's sin which brought the wages of sin, which is death. If death existed before sin, then death is not the penalty for sin, and Christ's death paid no penalty. Chris, recent creation is absolutely essential, even to the salvation doctrine. As we go back to Genesis, we can get it right.
This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for going back to Genesis.
Well, you're listening to Crosstalk here on VCY America, and today Crosstalk is celebrating 35 years of broadcast on the air under the banner of Crosstalk. Now, as we mentioned, talk show prior to that was called In Focus with just television and then the radio stations locally. Before that, it was called Open Line, just over WVCY-FM at that particular time. But Crosstalk, as we know it today, had its debut at 8 p.m., on the 8th day of September of 1987. And there were multiple topics that were discussed on that very first Crosstalk, topics dealing with Oliver North, Judge Bork, abortion, other issues that came up. But the very first caller on Crosstalk was a 12-year-old. A 12-year-old who called in to speak out against abortion. I'm going to take you back to the very first recording of Crosstalk from September 8th of 1987, and you can listen in to that very first phone call that came in on the program.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, like you said, abortion is a sin. I really believe that. It shouldn't be. I mean, it should be outlawed, and I really believe that abortion is a sin. Because God said murder is a sin.
How old a person are you?
I'm 12.
12 years old, and you believe it's sin.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was something that you as a 12-year-old could do tonight, what would you do?
I would tell the people that not to have abortions. I mean, it's just so sad.
Hmm. Well, you've told thousands of them out there tonight, and I want to thank you for taking the time to dial us. 12 years old. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
12-year-old not afraid to give us a call, and a lot more of you out there are being silent, and I'm just an old ornery Swede here that will give you a rough time if you sit there and be quiet. America's been quiet too long. We've been sitting here with our hands folded and the world going to chaos, and we sit there and say, my, isn't it too bad? My, isn't it terrible? But there are things we can do, and we can share our views, and we can share our faith, and we can share our testimony that a living Christ makes a difference in how we live, not that we keep on living the same old way.
Well, what a powerful clip there from that first Crosstalk, the very first caller on Crosstalk as we know it today, a 12-year-old calling in to speak out against abortion. Let me just play one other clip from the midst of that program with others participating as well, and thoughts from Vic.
And another call. By the way, listening new tonight, perhaps just discovered this program, we're live on the air by satellite right at this very moment. This is not a tape delay program. And if you're listening anywhere in the United States, which could be numerous places now, we've had calls from Bassett, Nebraska. We welcome some calls from South Dakota. Those who are listening by means of KVCX in Gregory. Tonight's our first night with this new program called Crosstalk. And we have just about 28 minutes left. We're talking about a number of issues. I think the issues of the family, the issues of abortion, the issues of morality. We're talking about the issues of those who would take from us the privilege of worshiping God. Yes, kids who may want to utter a prayer while at school, in the public school. The word that prayer in public school is a dangerous thing. I might think back to some years ago when John F. Kennedy was killed. He was shot in the streets, and the people were saying on the air, pray for the president. And they were even saying it to those who were in public schools as the students wept and cried and prayed. But the problem was they were violating the law. You see, you can pray anywhere. You can pray in the United States Senate, but you can't pray in school because it's against the law. Well, what are your thoughts on the issue tonight and others as we will be broadening our scope and discussion?
And they went on with the broadcast from there with additional callers coming in. But a few excerpts from that very first Crosstalk program, engaging listeners with what was going on at that time and how they needed to speak up, not be silent, and saying we've been silent for too long. Just one last clip from that first program. And this is how that program ended on the date of September 8th, 1987.
And to all of you tonight who have joined us on our very first issue, the very first program called Crosstalk on VCY America, I want to thank you from all of us here at VCY America to wherever you are. Join us tomorrow night at 8 o'clock for another chapter where you can get involved.
Okay, and that's how things closed off on that very first broadcast. Again, that was September 8th, 1987, 35 years ago today. Well, on February 29th, 1988, yes, it was leap year, we moved Crosstalk to a live slot at 2 p.m. Central. That's the very time slot that Open Line had been years before, and then did a rebroadcast of Crosstalk at 8 p.m. Central, and it's been in this time slot ever since. Vic Eliason was always the primary host of the program. Ingrid Schleter also joined as co-host and producer for many years. For a time, Janet Parshall was also a co-host and producer. Brandon House did some fill-in on several occasions. I've been with the program since its inception early on as a fill-in host and then became more and more regular. Also served as a producer for some years as well. Today, Sandy Ruggles produces Crosstalk, conducting significant research and digs up a number of stories and making them ready for broadcast and assisting with the program preparation and getting things ready for us, and has been a vital asset tool as well. Well, Vic took very seriously his role as a watchman on the wall. Though, you know, watchman is not a common word today, the watchman had a very important duty as outlined in Ezekiel 33, verses 1 through 8. And I like what J. Vernon McGee commented on this. He said, most of the cities of importance were protected by walls. Those in authority appointed a watchman to watch for invaders from the top of the wall during the hours of darkness. Warren Wiersbe also wrote in his commentary, faithful watchmen kept their eyes focused on the horizon, gave the warning when they saw the enemy approaching. If the watchmen were alert and faithful and the people obedient, lives would be saved. If the watchmen were careless or the people unconcerned, the city would be captured and people would die. While everyone is responsible for their own actions, it's the duty of the watchman to warn, lest he be accountable if he doesn't. However, if he sounds a warning and people refuse to take heed, they refuse to listen, then their blood would be on their own hands. So in context, God called Ezekiel to be a watchman. It was his task to hear God's word of warning, declare it to the people. The faithful watchman had clean hands, but the unfaithful watchman had hands that were stained by the blood of the victims who died because he didn't warn them. Isaiah compared unfaithful watchmen to blind men, to dogs that can't bark, even people who can't stay awake, Wiersbe recorded. Well, the watchman should not fear that his warning would be laughed at or is counterculture or politically incorrect or coming at some inopportune moment. Instead, the watchman had to stay focused with understanding that the threat was looming. And this is direct application to us from the Old Testament passage. I mean, there's an all-out war going on today against morals and values, biblical principles, Christian believers, and against God himself. Our culture is being swallowed up, ladies and gentlemen, by the works of darkness. It's impacting our families. It's impacting our communities. It's impacting our churches. So it's critical for us to warn those around us of the dangers present. Sadly, many of the intended targets are fast asleep. They're lulled by this hushabye lullaby of, you know, in the world that all is well. Well, Vic believed that we must blow the trumpet, sound the alarm, and warn as the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, and that Satan is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The devil will use any means at his disposal to continue to cloud this world with deception. Hence, we need to expose these evil works of darkness and the direct threat that is upon the home, the country, and the church. It's also critical for the watchman to recognize that he is not depending on his own self, but rather his eyes must be focused entirely on the Lord and his word. You see, Scripture says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So since around 2000, Vic battled cancer. He had a number of physical victories for which he thanked the Lord for that. And as time went on, the cancer was taking a greater toll on him. And in 2015, he was hosting the program less and less. His final full broadcast that he hosted was September 9th of 2015. However, he was in the office briefly, November 24th of 2015. I asked if he wanted to be on the program that day. He indicated he didn't feel up to it. And I said, well, it's our Thanksgiving call-in program. Perhaps you could share what you're thankful for. And right now I'm going to be playing his final comments that were ever done live on Crosstalk. These were his final comments on the program on November 24th. The year was 2015.
We are also privileged to have in our studios with us today our co-host to Crosstalk, Mr. Vic Eliason. And Vic, what a joy it is to see you here.
Jim, it is a privilege. And this program has always been very special. When I think of Thanksgiving, the electronic Thanksgiving card, and Christmas time, and the various times where we can take a full hour out and tell people what we're thankful for or who we're thankful for. Thankfulness is a wonderful gift. And today, I don't know, there's so many things that I would list that I'm thankful for that it would take an hour, one by one. But I just want to say thank God for his love for us, that he would look down at a world of sinners, of the sin, the darkness. And when I think of what's happening in our culture today, I think of the programs that God has raised up here, like Crosstalk and USAMA and Brannon and all the other programs that are coming to people today, where God has given us the privilege of raising the alarm and alerting people who are, in some cases, sound asleep. But we're so grateful to be here today, and so the many people that pray and give. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Vic. And I know that the prayers of many for you at this time have been greatly appreciated as well.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, those were Vic's final live words on Crosstalk, and just 11 days after this, he was ushered in the presence of his Savior. So we continue on, carrying on this mission of being a watchman, of being salt and light, to inform, to educate, to motivate, to inspire our listeners to be a watchman where you are, to be salt and light to the people that you come in contact with. And this, in a nutshell, is how Crosstalk came about today, marking 35 years. As VCY crossed a special anniversary last year, we put together a magazine formatted book entitled God's Continuing Miracle, the VCY Story. Just actually came out earlier this year, and we would like to send you a copy free of charge. It's a testimony of God's faithfulness in this ministry, not only with Crosstalk, but for VCY America itself as a ministry here. It'll go more into the background, how this ministry came about, and Crosstalk, of course, and many other auxiliary ministries of VCY. All you have to do to receive a free copy, I'm going to provide you an email address as well as a phone number where you can just leave your name and address. Say, I'd like to get a copy of God's Continuing Miracle, the VCY Story, or just a VCY history book. They'll know what it is you're talking about. You can send an email with your name and address to vcy@vcyamerica.org. vcy@vcyamerica.org. You can also call us at 1-800-729-9829, 1-800-729-9829. But if sending an email, be sure to include your address so we can get the book put free of charge in the mail to you. We're so grateful to Randy Melchert, his sister Melody Melchert, that did just a wonderful job in putting this book together in a very professional manner. It's a book, but it's in magazine format. Lots and lots and lots of pictures that are in here. And tell you what, we're up against a break, so I'll have just a little bit more to share, and we'll be giving you an opportunity to call in as well here in just a short time. This is Crosstalk on VCY America, praising God for 35 years of ministry.
Crosstalk as we know it began airing in 1987.
Good afternoon to you, Vic Eliason here. We are going to be talking today with...
It comes your way from the VCY America Network out of Milwaukee. Did you ever wonder what the letters VCY stand for? Ever pondered what's behind the ministry that presents Crosstalk every day? We're pleased to share with you a free copy of the magazine-formatted book, God's Continuing Miracle, the VCY Story.
This book of over 200 pages presents nearly 500 photographs, interviews, historic newspaper articles, and writings about the VCY America ministry, now over 60 years old. The magazine will also inform you about VCY rallies, the birthday club ministry, the VCY bookstore, and so much more. It is a testimony to God's faithfulness. To receive a free copy of God's Continuing Miracle, The VCY Story, call 1-800-729-9829.
Well, we're celebrating 35 years of broadcasting of Crosstalk as we know it today. As we mentioned, yes, it had our talk shows preceded this, the In Focus program, both radio and TV, and Open Line before that, going back into the 70s. But as Crosstalk as we know it today began on September the 8th, 1987, today marking 35 years of broadcast. And today we'd like to invite you to call in and just share how Crosstalk has impacted your life. How has it made a difference for you? Has there been a particular program, a guest, an issue, a topic that's been an eye-opener for you or a real help in your life? You know, we cover so many, many issues and topics, some of which are similar to when the program began in 1987. But the intensity, ladies and gentlemen, the intensity is the greatest that we have ever seen it before. We're not looking for accolades today. If anyone's to get glory, it's to the Lord. It's to the Lord who made this all possible. That's why we are encouraging you to get that book, the free book, God's Continuing Miracle, The VCY Story. I'll give you the number for that in just a moment. But to speak with us on the air today, our telephone number is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Just to share how Crosstalk has impacted your life. Has it made a difference for you? Maybe there's as I mentioned, a particular program, an issue, a topic, a guest that just has been a real eye-opener for you. So some way that Crosstalk has been a help to you in your life. So pick up your phone, give us a call, and as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that will be your opportunity to know, oh yes, there's another line that is open. But the call-in line today is 800-733-9829. And also, just a reminder that if you'd like that free copy of the book, it's just over 200 pages. It's a book. It's in magazine format. We'll mail to you. There's no cost for this. We praise the Lord for being able to make this available, but it really is a testimony of God's faithfulness through all these many years. 60 years, 61 years now of broadcasting for what we now know as VCY America. But though the talk show started with Open Line, then In Focus, then Crosstalk as we know it today, starting on this day 35 years ago. But if you'd like that God's Continuing Miracle, the VCY Story, the free book, all you need to do is send an email to vcy@vcyamerica.org. Just be sure to leave your name and mailing address so we can send it to you. Or you may call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829. Well, we'll take your calls here today on Crosstalk. And again, if any accolades come, they need to go right to the Lord because He's the one who's made this possible. We're going to begin with Don in Cantonment, Florida. Don, you're on the air.
Thank you so much. I'm very grateful for Crosstalk. Been listening probably for 15 years now. And I'm so grateful that you promote and use exclusively the old King James Bible. And Vic informed me that the My Eye Bible was available from your bookstore. And I'm very pleased and honored to say that for 2 hours a day I've been able to listen to the King James Bible with the voice of Alexander Scorby. Mm-hmm. He knows how to pronounce the words correctly. And it's been a huge blessing to me, and I thank you for you, Jim, being that watchman every day.
Well, God bless you, Don. Thank you for your call here today. Let's go next to Nyetse in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi. Wanted to call and say that it's nice to be the same age as Crosstalk. I've been listening to it about for a year, and in this day and age where not everybody is a believer, it's nice to have something in the radio, such as Crosstalk, to tell us what's going on in the world and what's the real agenda, because then I can relay that to other people as well. And just thank you so much for your ministry. I really appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you for your call. Jody is next, Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, I would like to say how much I appreciate the positive slant that Crosstalk takes, giving action. Two programs that I was the one about Catherine Millard and the history lessons that she had done. I ordered those books after your program. Hmm. And also the one on marijuana and the vaping. Honestly, I love listening, and I listen just as often as I can and learn every single time.
Great.
So thank you.
Thank you, Jody, for your call. Anna is next from Watertown. You're on the air.
Hello. I praise the Lord for VCY. I'm going to cry with joy here. I have God's continuing miracle right in front of me on the counter. I've been looking at it, and it is an amazing, amazing great story. In 1984, we moved back to Wisconsin from a stint in the Marine Corps, and I do believe it was a salvation. We were saved, but we needed that encouragement. And Prostock, the many, just yesterday, I'm drawing a blank now, but just staying up to date with things is just things we would not hear on the media, on the general media, Crosstalk has been covering. And it's 100%. It's totally a God thing, and I will keep praising the Lord and will keep telling other people about VCY. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Anna. Thank you for your call here today. Let's go next to Maxine in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, thanks, Jim. I am just so grateful for Crosstalk because we don't hear this anywhere else, and it has encouraged me many times to call my representatives. I would not have called them otherwise, and I appreciated, like, the war on the farmer, war on Second Amendment, and also the magazine or book is awesome. Everyone should get one.
Indeed. Thank you. Thank you, Maxine. And again, if you'd like that free book, God's Continuing Miracle, the VCY Story, drop us an email, vcy@vcyamerica.org. Just ask for that free book, God's Continuing Miracle, or just put in the VCY Story, and be sure your address, your name and address is clearly put in there so that we can mail it off to you. Or you may call 1-800-729-9829. Ken is calling from Dallas, Texas. Ken, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. We first started listening to VCY in 1982. We were Catholics at the time, and they had a program called where we would actually read the Bible. Before then, we were kind of forbidden to even look at the book. But the teacher was Sister Joseph out of Wausau, Wisconsin. She was she used to get in touch with the Pope and tell how the charismatic movement was moving. But she always said, listen to a good station, and she recommended VCY.
Wow.
And I said, boy, this is really neat. There's no commercials on it. And at the time, I worked for Nestle Foods, and my wife lived we both lived in Muskego, and we both were listening to the same program with Chuck Swindoll. And he was talking about the book of Galatians, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you. And we both had something to share. When I came home from work out of Sheboygan to Muskego, and it was the same thing. Then that's how we learned to come to know the Lord through your programming. And we got so involved with it, especially you were talking about the building up of the TV station in 1983, that we both became volunteers through that as my wife ran the cameras while Vic was on the air with, I guess it was called In Focus.
Right.
And I did the audio area. So we volunteered. I believe that was at 8 o'clock in the afternoon or at night. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate it. We came down here looking for an appropriate station, but VCY just was what we needed, and we're just thankful for the Lord for bringing us to salvation through your station, and that you have a station here in the Dallas area that we can listen to, and we recommend it to all our friends that want to know something about Jesus Christ and his salvation. Praise and his love for us.
Praise
so
the
we
Lord.
Thank you. We love you guys, and thank you. Keep up the good work.
Great. Thank you, Ken, for your call. And what a privilege to be on the air now in the Metroplex 103.3 on the FM dial since early March of this year, 2022. Michael in Dousman, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to tell you how much this radio station has blessed my life. I became a believer about 8 years ago, and since then, I've had VCY on my way to work and my way home from work. So I get to hear you on the way home from work, and it feels so good to hear someone else talking about what I think about all the time. Hmm. The media is just polluting everything, and it's disgusting to even turn on the TV this day when I get home from work. Yeah. So I really feel like I'm with the Lord when I'm on my way home from Eagle to Dousman. Thank you, Jim, and God bless you.
God bless you as well. Today, Crosstalk celebrating 35 years. How has Crosstalk impacted your life? How's it made a difference for you? Is there a particular program, an issue, or a guest that has just really encouraged you or been an eye-opener for you in news and information? Our number is 800-733-9829. Vincent in Fort Myers, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, that I remember when...
Hello, Vincent. Okay, we got a bad connection, Vincent.
On to you. Okay. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, okay. We got you now.
Okay, I was just remember when...
Okay, I'm so sorry, Vincent. We've got a bad connection. We just cannot get more than a few words from you here. Dave, Kenosha, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, leadership, legacy. You know, Vic would say to God be the glory, but he really had a tremendous impact on my life. Trail Ridge, the camps when they started years ago, and his example. And then programs, you know, it goes way back with Unshackled, and of course, what you're on today, Crosstalk, freedom, liberty, First Amendment, to be able to call in and voice one's opinion. So, and I know I heard you sound earlier, and we need to exercise this as long as possible because we don't know how much longer we have it. So,
right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Let's go to Ray in Lutzen, Minnesota. Ray, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Jim. How good to listen to the early days of Crosstalk, and how God has so providentially led, step by step.
Yes.
And I was thinking of 1987, Washington for Jesus, and that it must have been then 1987 that I heard about it on Crosstalk. And I was able to join, you know, and go there with about 40 from our area. It was, you know, a very special, special experience. But listening to VCY, hearing what is happening, knowing the facts about what is going on and what we can do. I am running for school board, and I turned 80 in July, but thought, well, Moses was 80 when he led the Hebrews out of Egypt. And concerns for the school and what is happening and for our families and churches. So God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray, for your call. Wow, what an inspiration. 80 years old, running for the school board. But yeah, she said, was it Moses 80 when he led the children of Israel out? God bless you. And back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Over the last 2 years, I have had the privilege of interviewing three men that were all prisoners of war at what they called the Hanoi Hilton in Vietnam. all of these men went under incredible torture and persecution. Why? Because they refused to comply with the communists. They refused to write propaganda. They refused to go on camera and give propaganda. They refused to cooperate with the communists. They resisted. How many of us in America today are cooperating with the communists, either by self-censorship, what we're not willing to say anymore, or by literally turning over our treasured institutions to them? Americans must learn from the prisoners of war of the Vietnam War that resisted and were involved in leadership, communication, organization, and resistance.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, celebrating 35 years. Folks, it's amazing to see what God has done, and we give him the glory for that. But all began on this date, 1987, on September the 8th, and Crosstalk Live at 8 p.m. Central. And then it was just not too many months later that it moved to the 2 p.m. Central time slot with a rebroadcast at 8 p.m., and it's been there ever since. Asking you today how Crosstalk has impacted your life. If you missed, our phone number or email address, we'll give that here shortly as well, where you can get a free copy of God's Continuing Miracle, the VCY story. Jane is calling from Casper, Wyoming, and Jane, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, my name is Jane, and in 1974, when I was 20 years old, a man named Jack Franklin knocked on my door and led me to the Lord. And I became a Christian, and Jesus is my Savior. Well, I always wondered what happened to him. And about 40 years later, he was a guest speaker on Crosstalk.
Yes.
And I called in. I was able to reconnect to Jack Franklin, the one that had led me to the Lord. And I have always been so thankful and grateful for Crosstalk, and we listen to it daily. We love the show.
Great. Well, God bless you. That's a tremendous blessing to know that how Crosstalk reunited you with the one that led you to Christ.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for the call. We've got Zane next calling from Ohio. Hi, Zane, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I just really wanted to call to say thank you, because Crosstalk has been a consistent source of reliable information for me for 10 years now. I have listened to Crosstalk throughout all of middle school, all of high school, and now in college. So really, this program has helped shape my worldview and helped make me a stronger Christian, American, and conservative.
Praise God. What a blessing, Dane. Thank you for your call. We got Terry next in Boyd, Texas. Hi, Terry. You're on the air.
Yes. I pastor Friendship Baptist Church in Boyd, Texas, and this is Brother Terry. Terry, first and last name are the same. And last fall, I was kind of complaining to the Lord that I didn't have a good radio station to listen to, and I did listen to 103.3 ESPN radio, and then this spring, all of a sudden, it was just what I was asking for. I got a good Christian radio station that preaches the gospel that I believe in, and also the songs, the hymns, and the old songs just that I love so much. And I just look back, and I told my congregation the other day, I said, I didn't even have to change radio stations. He took away the ESPN and gave me Crosstalk on 103.3, and it's just a great blessing.
As one person put it, they went from sports talk to Jesus talk.
And I love it.
God bless you, Pastor Terry. Thanks for your call.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye now. Fred in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to thank you folks in VCY America for preaching 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, the gospel by which we are saved according to the scriptures in the Bible, the beginning for any believer to have salvation, believing the gospel. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Fred. Donna in Minneapolis, Kansas, you're on the air.
This is Donna Ady. I was interviewed by Ingrid when I wrote my book, God's Spatial Child, about our handicapped son, and I had never been on an interview before. She did such a wonderful job, and it was such a blessing. And I listen to Crosstalk every day, sometimes twice a day, and I can put you on speakerphone and listen to you as I go for my walk. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderful speakers.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Donna, for your call here today. Friends, our telephone number, 800-733-9829. 35 years for Crosstalk today. Neillsville, Wisconsin. Tony, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
You're welcome. I just wanted to say, first off, 1987 was the year that the Lord Jesus Christ took away my desire in the blink of an eye to drink any more alcohol. Otherwise, I would probably be dead by now. And then second off, I stopped listening to VCY America for a few years. And when I started listening again, I had no idea that Vic had even passed away and that you were in the at the helm of the station now. But one thing I remember about him specifically, to God's glory, is that when you had downtime at the station, him saying that there wasn't going to be any John Wayne or Bugs Bunny as filler time. And that's all I wanted to say.
God bless you. Thank you so much for your call. No, take seriously the importance of the time that we have and to use it to the glory of God. Just before we pick up our next call, let me just mention again, if you'd like to obtain God's Continuing Miracle, the VCY story, call 1-800-729-9829, 800-729-9829, or send an email with your name and address to vcy@vcyamerica.org. That's vcy@vcyamerica.org. And you can just request that free book on the VCY story. They'll know exactly what it is and get that to you. Let's go to Cook, Minnesota. And Muriel, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi there.
This is Muriel from Cook. And we had the privilege of growing up with Vic and knowing his parents, who were also very dedicated to the Lord, and his dad wrote a number of songs, and we just found it a privilege to know Vic, and we had the opportunity a number of years ago to visit the facility there and had a wonderful time, and my husband helped Vic when they started the station here in Cook, and when my husband, who passed away, was ill, Vic prayed with me on the phone when I was heading home one day from Duluth, and also we were blessed to have him attend my husband's funeral, and he played the organ, and he also said a few words, and he was one of the first people that Vic broadcast to, and it is in your book. I do have your book, so just praise the Lord for what he has done and what Vic and what the station has meant to us.
God bless you.
So thank you.
Thank you for your call. And I wish we had more time. And again, we have to leave some callers online here, and we apologize for that. But the clock is the master here as far as dictating with the time. But let me just say this. We so appreciate you, our listeners, and those who are tuning in. And when you tell others about this program and how it's touched your life, and when you share links to the program to others, it's just a great blessing. But we praise God for his continuing miracle, and we praise him for his faithfulness as Crosstalk celebrates 35 years.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.